Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Advocate Thulisa Tipanyane, who is the Chief Executive Officer at the South African Human Rights Commission. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us so bright and early on this public holiday. How are you doing?
Good morning to you.
It's an interesting question because I'm really not sure what starts first. I feel to a great extent we've let our youth down. But the flip side of it is, do the youth of today actually appreciate the sacrifices and what was fought for back in 1976? Do you think they could even relate to it?
I would say not to the same extent as, you know, we saw then. I mean, you know, many young people don't even vote in elections. And we also see lots of, you know, crimes which are committed by young people, bullying in schools, but also, you know, if vote, if youth were taking their civic responsibilities adequately, we'd actually have seen a lot more young people standing up against, you know, the challenges we're seeing around our country today, issues of corruption, poor service delivery, and many things. So I think, you know, the bulk of the youth are beginning to forget, and maybe they're focusing on other things, and therefore seeing rights purely as a one-way traffic for their benefit and not for them being responsible citizens in fighting for better societies and better country, as well as, you know, how our institutions function much better.
So in other words, I think
there's a need for much more reflection on the role of young people today.
In other words, the fight has shifted, or the demonstration has shifted, whereas it, back in 1976, although it was about the forced Afrikaans medium in schools, it was obviously about a lot more than that. It was about level of education. It was about oppression. It was about apartheid. It became the springboard for change throughout the country. The question is, today, what are the items that the youth are fighting for? Is it about corruption, or is it about something else? I mean, surely they should be demanding as well, I guess, employment opportunities, educational opportunities, where in fact they are obviously there and they exist, but in unfortunately too limited numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I think what is important really is that, you know, we should not forget that what happened in 76 June was to a large extent a struggle for human rights.
Of course.
A struggle for better conditions for young people. Young people stood up, even though, of course, it's now being focused only as an uprising against Africans. But it is really about the material conditions which young people were exposed to. And then the imposition of Afrikaans simply became a channel for all those issues. And therefore today, you know, we have to look at, you know, the educational situation of the young people, high levels of unemployment, high levels of poverty. And therefore young people should be able to stand up and address these issues the way they did in 76. And I think, unfortunately, you know, in the minds of many young people, 76 is seen in a very, very narrow context. And therefore, you know, the young people don't feel the obligation, you know, to participate and get involved in everything which affects them and their families and their country. And therefore, as if youth can only focus on young things, listening to music and partying and having a good time. But, you know, from the time you're 18, you have the right and obligation to participate in turning society around and not leaving it to others.
It's so interesting what you're saying, because I hadn't thought about it until you mentioned it. Is for me and for, I think, many South Africans who, I mean, I was a young child at the time, but I then went to university, you know, 15 years later, whatever, and it became part of our experience that we understood that 1976, June the 16th, was never just about the Afrikaans language. It was never just about that. Why is it that it has been narrowed down to simply be around an issue that is actually, if we look at it, is not relevant anymore. So obviously, if 1976, June the 16th, was about Afrikaans in a school, forcing Afrikaans, well, then that's no longer an issue. But if it was about basic human rights and the fight for recognition, dignity, democracy, and everything else that went along with it, then it becomes relevant to each and every person. But somehow it has been narrowed. And that's quite dangerous, isn't it?
It is actually a very scary thought that maybe we are scared of the power of the youth and the role they could play. And therefore, it was very clear that those who are on the other side would need to make sure that that force and power is never unleashed again. And that's why then we have to divert attention of the youth into other things. But, you know, and not really fighting for a meaningful society. Any person who's 18 years has a responsibility, you know, to look after their family and their school and stuff like that. So why are we basically diverting this power and influence elsewhere? If 10 million of the youth were to vote in this country, it will definitely change the outcome of our election, certainly. But they're not voting. Why?
That is absolutely fascinating, that it's almost a fear of the youth, because they do see things somehow, maybe not with the same context in education, but they see things in a simpler form. And many times that simplicity is in fact what we're all looking for. We get very confused by the noise and the agendas and how people put things across. From a youth perspective, very often they see things for what it is. And maybe that is too scary. Maybe that is too scary for us to handle, or for it to be unleashed, that power.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you look at history and see the role young people have played, you know, from 18 upwards, individuals, it's a very scary thought to realize that, you know, even more people at that age were to play a different role. Steve Biko and many others, certainly our countries would be very different. And therefore, today when we reflect on this, where is the focus of the young people today? Where are the energies that they're directed to? And why not to things which are much more meaningful and beneficial to all of us as a country?
Absolutely, absolutely fascinating. And a very, very good question indeed, Advocate Tsiliso Tipanyane, who is the Chief Executive Officer at the South African Human Rights Commission, raising some very, very thought-provoking ideas and questions, and one that we need to think about.